Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Godzilla versus Ghidorah, aka Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. Where do we start?
What the hell is going on in this movie?
I don't know. From the get-go, the very first thing you hear is this sort of like what I call the drunk Godzilla music.
Okay.
It's like I just probably played it right now.
Yeah, for the
podcast listener, but it's all sounds like that. So the opening of this movie starts with a song that is sung throughout the film, and I took a screen cap of the lyrics so I can tell you
so now I was looking at the lyrics too. There seems to be another, is there another song that was also used?
The one I
people
found,
refer to another song being like, this is not the original song. This is like, as if like there was like a song that was added later. We both watched the same version, so it doesn't have this other song. That's basically, there's a song in English called Save the Earth. They're very similar in.
So this isn't Save the Earth?
No.
Oh, I thought this was Save the Earth.
No, Save the Earth, I believe, is a song in English by Adrian Russ.
Okay,
I got a link for you. There's a woman. It's the same. They use the same woman.
Okay,
but she's singing in English.
So is it the same lyrics but translated to English?
Maybe we should pause. Maybe we should pause a moment and listen to this thing. So Adrian Russ is a woman. So yeah. So the lyric. Yeah. So then there's the song that's in Japanese is called Give Back the Sun.
Okay.
And so I found lyrics in Japanese, but then actually just what we were talking about, this other version, this other song, there's also lyrics in this one thing that had both of this. So the lyrics to the song that's the Japanese one is Islands, fish, where have you gone? Dragonflies, butterflies, where have you gone? Mercury, cobalt, cadmium, lead, sulfuric acid, oxidants, cyanogen, manganese, vanadium, it's a bunch of elements, chromium, potassium, strontium, filthy, polluted sea, filthy, polluted air, living things will no longer exist, fields, mountains become silent, on the earth there is nobody, nobody around who can cry, return, 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 return. Green, and that's the one word that gets repeated all the time. Return, return. I was like, what is that word?
Yeah.
It's return. Blue seas, return, 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 return. Life, the sun, return, 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 return.
Yeah.
Kaiosen, right?
It seems like a pretty heavy-handed message for such a subtle movie.
Hold on. I'm looking for differences in my Google Translate with a stained, dirty ocean, dirty, chirping sky. What is this here? If there's no one, nobody run who can cry. Somehow it said return emails. And I was like, what?
No, that didn't happen. That wasn't in the lyrics.
That's the bonus you get using Google Translate. Yeah, the opening credits. Wow, it's like a Bond opening.
Yeah, it's just like a Bond opening, but very psychedelic. But
except it's about crap in the water.
Yeah, and there's this one shot of a mannequin in the sludge.
That is shocking.
That mannequin
shot is shocking because it looks like a dismembered body in the sludge.
Yeah,
and clearly, there's also like a grandfather clock or something that's in there.
Yeah, that's over the director's credit. Like, and it seemed very specific.
It's very heavy-handed.
Yeah.
It's like, by the way, you know, this is too late for you.
Yeah. There's a shot later on where there's more mannequins in the sludge, and that freaked me out too.
Yeah, but I think they shot that it's the same mannequin again, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is. I think they come back to that same shot.
Freaked me out, though. It was disturbing looking.
Yeah.
So we get introduced to this little boy, and he has Godzilla toys.
Yeah, he's got the great. He's got that one that's big that he slides down the slide.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, that's a great one. And I was like, imagine how much that would be worth right now.
Yeah.
Because, like, audience members, Ralph and I often will go and look at Godzilla toys, and they are so expensive. And then we'll basically send each other pictures of cool Godzilla toys and be like, look at this. And then I'll try and figure out, like, how much it costs and, like, convert from yen and stuff. And they're, like, so much money.
It's like $60 for something that's measured in centimeters.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is $60. And it's going to be about 3 inches tall.
Yeah.
Oof. And I was like, man, those toys must be worth a fortune.
And they're awesome looking, too. That big giant one was really cool looking.
The giant one's so cool looking. And it's big. I was like, you know, it's kind of like trying to gauge like how big the kid is compared to how big that thing is. And it's like, I don't think it's as big as like Shogun Warriors Godzilla, but it's probably
it's pretty close.
And the kid's got this little outdoor little shack where he keeps all his toys.
And that chirping bird robot.
Yeah.
That just won't shut up the entire scene.
The old dude has a really strange voice when he's talking about the weird fish. Yeah. They gave him a real character-y voice. Oh, wait. Hedorah.
It says Hedorah in the movie. I always said Hedorah. I think it's like a Ghidorah thing.
Right.
I think it's good both ways.
It's always the opposite of what you naturally want to say.
Yeah.
Like I would like to say King Ghidorah.
Yeah. But it's like pronounced. So, it's pronounced different ways.
Yeah.
In the movie.
We see him for a second at the beginning. He pops up out of the sludge and then goes away again. Hedorah attacks the ship, and they're watching this on the news, and they're like, when the kid drops like his fish from his chopstick.
I thought the news footage looked cool.
Yeah, and also then they cut to like a still picture of Hedorah's eyes popping out of the water.
Yeah.
That was cool too. There's the kid's dad goes scuba diving.
Papa.
To find out what's going on. And Hedorah does kind of like a free willy jump over the kid, it seemed like.
Uh-huh.
And the kid takes his knife and just does like a slice down him.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of weird. Like, it doesn't really...
That was my note. Free willy, but with a knife.
Yeah. There's no payoff to that. Like,
no.
It doesn't like be like, ah, you can cut him or whatever. You know, there's no...
No goo fell on the kid. Hedorah didn't split into two. It's just very odd. But what's funny is that kid is like laying down on the rocks, like splayed out on the rocks, all like oddly framed shot, and then this huge wave comes crashing right up his ass, and that made me laugh.
I didn't notice that.
He was just like laying on the rocks and this huge wave, boom. That was awesome.
Please come back, Papa. You think the dad's dead for a while.
Oh, yeah. And then he doesn't die. But from then on, I refer to him as Papa Half-Face.
Yeah.
So we get our first instance of this random animation that shows up.
Yeah, we also find out that there's more than one Hedorah.
Yeah. Because
only the little one attacked.
Yeah.
Thing. But yeah, okay, so then we cut to the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very 60s looking cartoon. Like, it almost looks like the cartoon's like
Sesame Street?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's like good. I was thinking, or like The Point and like Yellow Submarine, they all have this kind of a similar quality to the animation. They're just kind of, they feel like 60s cartoons.
Yeah.
And this is Hedorah drinking oil from the tanker ship.
Yeah. I think it looks cool, but I don't understand why it's in there.
The whole animation stuff, when they would, with the way they would use it, it was always kind of funny. It would also. Completely like took you out, like it didn't flow with it at all, and I was like going, what's this now? Yeah,
because the movie's pretty dark. There's some gross stuff in it, and it feels like a dirty, gross movie, but then you have like a cartoon.
Yeah, the movie's a little all over the place.
And then like it's around this point where you hear like what you think is a narrator. But it sounds like she is reciting a letter to Godzilla on how he could save the environment. Is that what it is?
Wait, no. There's no. There's like it's like the boys' report.
Is that what it is? Because it says
It's like a school report.
Yeah.
Or it's like so and so grade 7, something like that.
Yeah, and it says Godzilla saving us from litter.
Yeah,
that's really weird.
Really weird. That they use that as the voiceover to explain it. Godzilla appears from the sunset.
Yeah, I like that shot.
For a moment, yeah. Oh, yeah, because the kid's like, when his report, he's like, Godzilla's going to be pissed when he sees what we've been doing to the Earth.
We get to a dance club. Man, there's so many things to unpack just in this dance club scene.
Yeah.
First of all, it has the dance club and they're singing the song again.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to Hedora sucking on some smokestacks, which is really cool looking.
The cartoon? Oh, no, the real one.
Yeah, the real one where it's like, yes. It's like kind of dangling over the smokestacks and you see the smoke coming out, but it's like sucking it into his mouth.
And he like inflates.
Yeah.
Eyes close a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he's getting high.
Yeah.
Off of the smokestacks.
Yeah. I thought Hedora looked pretty cool. Like it's a goofy looking monster, but I like the construction of it. And I like that they it's kind of like he's made of like rubbery drips, but then they kind of incorporate some like real sludge to it.
Yeah, he's like seaweedy, like almost like Sigmund and the Sea Monster kind of like.
Yeah.
Like he's got that.
Godzilla comes and fights him, and these hands pop out of Hedora's skin, which is weird. I don't know if that even pays off.
No. I think what happened was Godzilla punches through him.
Through him? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's Godzilla's hands coming out. That's that too. Because there's so much of Godzilla's constantly like just plows right through him because Hedora's barely solid mass.
Yeah. I think Hedora's a cool villain. For Godzilla, because as you watch it, like every time Godzilla tries to punch him, he can't hurt him.
Godzilla definitely, he gets pretty thrashed in this.
Yeah, but it's at this point where Godzilla starts swinging Hedora around and throws him like out into the horizon. But then they show it twice, which was weird. But like while this is going on, it intercuts with back at the dance club.
Yeah.
And there's a dude sitting at a table by himself. It's a table where the girl is dancing and singing the Save the Earth song. And then he starts freaking out. And I don't know why he's freaking out, but now everybody in the club has fish masks.
Right.
And that's...
Well, that's the guy. That's like the kid's brother or something. Right.
But I don't know why he's freaking out. I don't know what's up.
I don't know why he suddenly sees fish masks. There's a lot going on in that club. There's a part where... So there's like that kind of 60s like weird pulsating drips. Kind of like what we had in the opening credits behind the band.
Yeah.
And then suddenly there's a part where there's skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, I was like, did someone slip something into his drink to make him suddenly see these skeletons? Oh, you know what it might be?
What's that?
Because you know, like, there's this aspect where the kid kind of almost has visions. Like, the kid sees Godzilla almost, like, before he appears, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, because he's his brother, he's also got, like, a similar gift, I guess, in some way.
Maybe.
There's so much that, like, this movie was, like, giving up, like, we're trippy kind of thing.
Yeah.
And as to what it all, you know, means.
At the club, this sludge starts coming down the stairs.
Yes.
And it's really cool looking.
It's like, it's a lot of it like the blob. This felt a lot like the blob.
Yeah. But then the thing is, the sludge like leaves. It goes back up the stairs. And there's a cat on the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, wait, did Hedora just give this club a cat?
I don't know. But she,
wasn't in the club before, I don't think. So Hedora's like, I like your music.
He just caught up in the sludge.
Yeah.
When I was like, because like I'll look up the IMDb page sometimes for like information, and this there's the cat made the stills.
Oh yeah, on the like
Yeah.
the photos, the cat was not happy. I have a note that says blob shooting boob. There's one point where Hidori, they do a close up of what looks like a boob, and it shoots goo out of it. This whole thing,
Some.
there's some stuff that I don't understand, and it's the after Hidora takes off, they start looking at the damage, and they talk about that everything that it touched, all the metal is corroded, and you know,
Right.
like animals were getting killed off and stuff, and the fish, and they cut to a
Oh,
shot
yeah,
of.
okay. Well, there's, yeah, well, okay, hold on. Now, did these seem like the fights were very dark, like as far as like
Physically, you'd have to turn off the lights and turn up the brightness. Yeah.
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 Did you get that from these? I wasn't sure because I was watching it during the day if it was just me, but it seemed like it's very dark.
Yeah, it seemed pretty dark. Yeah.
The when Hedorah in the first, you know, basically fight between Godzilla and Hedorah, there's a lot of like Godzilla's doing a lot of hand gestures
Yeah.
to him.
A lot of face touching
And
and
it was almost like what? Yeah, he rubs his hand on his lips a lot.
he's like
And I was
the
like,
Three Stooges.
it's like communication. It's like I was like, is he? He's like giving him like, you know,
A
telling him to
warning.
steal home or something.
Yeah.
And when he spurts onto Godzilla, and how it's like, I liked how like the stuff that lands on him kind of was like steamy, and
Yeah.
like smoke was coming up.
Yeah, I think all the model work and the effects looked really good, considering
Hedorah
it's such
runs
a
by
weird.
him and he like gives him a hit as he goes by him
Yeah.
and sludge drips out. Godzilla does this thing where he burns his face and Hedorah makes like lightning bolts. And there's a part where Godzilla, when Hedorah's trying to escape basically, and Godzilla stops and he kicks him, but Hedorah flies kind of like in the opposite direction from which he was kicking. And he follows and he jumps on him, hits him again with the atomic breath. And so there's this whole this fight happens, and then there's a news report that says there are 35 killed, 81 injured, and more than 300 buildings were destroyed.
Yeah.
And I was like, we didn't see any of these buildings get destroyed.
No. No. They fought near a building. But yeah, I don't remember seeing it getting destroyed.
I couldn't quite figure out what they were trying to test when they were doing all these tests with like the dirt that the door leaves behind.
Yeah, I don't know, but it seemed like the like Hedorah would dry out and turn into like a soot. But if you
Yeah.
rehydrate it, then little tiny ones would appear and kind of combine into one creature.
And then so the kid is such a nerd, he names the Hedorah
Hedorian?
element of Hedrium.
Yeah.
Hedorah makes his own kind of air pollution. They did stuff like for clarity, they would cut to like still pictures of stuff, like the
Like,
dark nebula of Orion.
yeah, that's what I was wondering. So they were showing all these shots of nebulas and stuff, and then I was wondering, like, is this like supposed to be like an educational film to show kids?
I don't know, because there's definitely stuff. The same thing when he's explaining about like explaining like nuclear power, and it cuts to this kind of like cartoon, kind of like the kind of cartoons that Disney used to make in the 60s for
Yeah.
like how to explain science and stuff in the classrooms.
And then the Save the Earth song has all those elements in it.
It's interesting, like the dad, he'll get up and walk around, and then he's back in bed again.
Yeah, but he's back in bed looking like he won't be able to walk ever again. Did you notice that there were no seatbelts on the roller coaster?
No.
Yeah, so they're on the roller coaster and the kid sees Godzilla. It's like a
Yeah.
quick flash. It was kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
And then the roller coaster comes into the station and the kid just gets up and runs out.
Right.
I always thought
Oh, I
that
didn't
was
think about that.
yeah.
Yeah, so it's just was just trust and centrifugal force to hold you in
Yeah,
your seat.
I guess.
The
But
kid gets on the phone with his dad. And then there's an explosion that breaks the glass.
yeah.
And the dad's like, what? What happened?
This is another tone thing that happens because around this time, Hidoro shows up and flies over a crowd of people, and some get knocked out.
They collapse.
Yeah. But then there's like one guy who gets like starts disintegrating and then turns into a skeleton. And then right after that, there's a dude up on a construction site and he jumps to his death and then lands and turns into a skeleton. And then it goes from those two horrific deaths to another cartoon.
Yeah. More cartoons. Yeah. He's a part where he flies through scaffolding.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, I guess, the bit is that Hedorah, there's almost no real mass to him on some level. He's basically made up of... So I think he's supposed to be like clouds, essentially. He's like a cloud.
Well, I guess if he's known as the smog monster, that's...
I guess that would explain it, basically. Yeah, so he can like fly through things like a ghost, but then those things disintegrate and collapse.
Yeah. There's another news discussion, which goes into all kinds of other crazy stuff. It's two guys sitting at a table, and they're both drinking what looks like Tang. You notice that they were drinking some weird bright orange liquid?
No.
And then they cut to some news footage, and it starts doing this kind of like 60s split screen, where you see a bunch of different images. But there's one of a baby...
Oh, yeah, all the screens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a baby.
The baby in the sludge.
Yeah, just crying. It's like, put down the camera, go grab the baby. But it was like it was like a weird just like split screen of like, I don't know, what, like 40 different screens of stuff?
But yeah, and then there's at one point that because at the beginning they talk about there being more than one Hedorah, mm-hmm. and then there's a part that say that there's only one Hedorah now.
Mm-hmm. I assume that they had just combined into one big one.
Oh.
Because when they were showing the little
ones.
Like
the tadpoles thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just kept, eventually, there was more than one, and they just kept coming together and getting bigger and bigger. Because eventually, Hedorah ends up being fairly big, like way bigger than Godzilla.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're supposed to see that he's growing the more pollution he gathers.
There's that part where the cartoons show the two silhouette heads come together,
yeah,
people, and that ends up being the exact same shape of the map of Fuji that has been contaminated.
Yeah, it was an interesting transition.
Yes,
but I couldn't stop staring at it being two faces.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those like pictures where like, do you see the old lady or do you see the young woman?
Yeah.
While we continue to pollute the air, the monster will continue to get bigger than ever. Did someone say? I think he says a negative world of death.
I think so. Is that the brother?
That's when they're describing the phases of Hedorah.
Yeah, the brother is trying to drum up some, do a mass protest.
Grass. It's like, yeah, he's gonna do
like a million man march
thing on top of the mountain.
Yeah, and then not a lot of people show up to that.
There's a moment when they're on that mountain that it looked like the movie went to black and white.
It did kind of go to black and white because it was like another musical number where the kid was like playing acoustic guitar. And they're all, I'm like, what am I looking at? What's going on? And then I realized it was all them on top of the mountain. Then it changes the color and they get the electric guitar and then everybody just starts dancing. Like they're big.
I was trying to figure if that was just look like black and white because they were trying to do day for night there or not.
I thought it was just an artistic thing.
Young kids, come blow your mind. Oh, I like when they're lighting all these fires on the mountain mm-hmm. and they're starting to turn it into like a Woodstock.
Yeah, and then
they cut to these old people.
Yeah, what is
in
that?
The tall grass, just staring.
Yeah, I put down.
It's like they're like ghosts.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were ghosts, if they were actual people. There's no explanation.
People would be like, oh, this is for kids. This isn't for us. Godzilla shows up again. The kid always sees him first, and this is where you kind of see Hedorah's kind of sparkly. He's like glittery.
Yeah, he also has some like kind of veins that glow red, and then his head kind of grows bigger with this red lump that comes out of the top.
He's got this bulb that comes out of the top of his head when I thought that's where the red bee came out of, but it's not. It comes from his eyes.
Yeah.
I also liked They, I like when they say stuff like on the phone, "Hello, Army Headquarters." Or there's another part when he says, "Get the authorities."
Yeah, because this family has been investigating this Hedora case without notifying anybody. Like, this guy's doing experiments. The Papa Half Face is doing experiments, but he never once notifies anybody, like, "Hey, this is a discovery. We should probably look into
We do
this."
this on my own.
Yeah, they just do it as a family. Oh, that's interesting.
When Godzilla, this new fight between Godzilla and Ghidorah,
Oh man.
there's a lot of like stuff before they actually fight. They do a lot of like a lot of little like posturing and stuff. And in this one, they were shuffling to the side, like Ghidorah would move sideways and Godzilla would match him and move sideways. A lot of dancing. I was like, get on with it.
But then Godzilla would kick the rock with his tail as like a distraction, and then like
Oh, that was
completely
great.
and then completely like plunges his fist into Hedora's face.
Yeah, and the sludge comes down over his eye, and so he kind of closes it up.
And the same thing happens to Godzilla. Hedora shoots the goo in his eye.
Yeah, I liked Godzilla with that like shiner where it looked like, like the way like a boxer where his eye's been sealed shut.
And they leave that though, like the rest of the movie.
Yeah, he walks off with it at the end.
I like that. I don't think I've seen that before. We've seen like in like Godzilla against Mechagodzilla where he gets that gash in the chest and that kind of sticks with him, but nothing like this. I've never seen him get a black eye.
The people try and fight Hedorah by throwing torches at him,
I thought it
and
was going to
he
work for some reason.
throws sludge. He hits the guys with sludge in his sweater, and he grabs his face. Godzilla, I mean, Ghidorah jumps over Godzilla at one point and drops sludge on him.
It looks like he's pooing on him.
Poops.
But then it has that kind of that the fumes coming off of it, like the steam as they hit Godzilla, which is really cool. I don't know how they do that effect. And then Godzilla ends up in a ditch, and Hedorah just starts dumping sludge in there. And I was getting very concerned for the actor who was getting buried alive in a Godzilla suit. That kind of freaked me out.
Is that where Ghidorah mounts Godzilla and then turns into the flying saucer mode and then picks him
Drop,
up? Oh, so they have this whole plan. So the plan is we get these things, we shoot electricity, and it'll dry out Ghidorah.
And Godzilla seems privy to this information because he
He
can
knows
shoot.
what the thing does. Yes.
So he shoots his fire breath, and that helps activate it too. Can we talk about Hedorah's balls?
Oh, inside?
What are those?
Yeah, I know. We don't know what they do.
I thought they were his eyes at first, but I'm like,
Oh
that's not where
man.
Godzilla's reaching.
I didn't think of them as his testicle balls
I just,
until you just said
I just know that they are physically balls. I don't
that. Yeah,
know.
I
Like,
know.
I'm not saying
I
they're
know.
testicles, but I don't know what they could be. Like,
I
I
know,
don't.
but the way you said Hedorah's balls clearly is where you were. I know where you were going. And now you say that, it's almost like that's just like Godzilla trying to rub it in. And that's like his trophy.
It was, I don't know what it was though.
Yeah, we don't know what those are. Like I was like, eggs?
They kind of look like pearls almost, like maybe like he's fused with an oyster.
Yeah, like Hedorah will be. We find out later that there's babies Hedoras in him, and I was like, "Are they just eggs?"
Oh, maybe it's the eggs.
I was like, "Is it just a couple eggs?" But it doesn't pay off, and there's only two of them, and he has a ton of babies in him when he's yanking out all those babies.
Is that what it is? I thought it was just pulling out his guts.
I think those are all little. Well, what? Because what happens is, all right, yeah, this was like trying to figure out what exactly was going on, but he. He beats the crap out of Hedorah, and then he pulls he opens them up, he pulls out the orbs, he blasts them, and then he kicks the rock and it kind of deflates Hedorah. Mm-hmm. But then Hedorah makes a break for it. Like another Hedorah, I think. I think it's like under that shell of Hedorah, another Hedorah showed up and tried to make a break for it. And he took that one and he knocked that one down, drags him back.
Maybe because they had explained that possibly Hedorah's origin was from a meteorite from one of these nebulas, and it may have come down. So maybe that's what the orbs were, something from space. And so
yeah,
Godzilla
was killing. Like, we don't know what they do. We don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's just a little detail that wasn't fully.
But when Hedorah leaves, Godzilla decides not to run after Hedorah. He decides to do something else.
Oh.
He holds his hands out like an airplane.
Yeah, he sees him go, holds him out, and turns around. Turns his back to him.
Uh-huh. And then starts shooting his fire breath.
Yeah.
Which propels him in backwards. An aerial pursuit.
Yes. At first, he's just floating, standing, kind of like that trick that David Blaine would do of uh-huh. street magic, like floating in place. Uh-huh. But then, as he starts picking up speed, he curls his tail up and crashes into Hedorah.
This has to be the weirdest thing that Godzilla can do.
Yeah, we should maybe start putting together a list. Like that and the Irish jig dance. Like yeah. There's like, oh, I forgot. You know there's that part, you know, so Godzilla keeps like rubbing his lips and like doing like punch motions and stuff before he fights Hedorah. And there's a part where the kid says that he's going to fight him, and he does this thing, and he does the exact same Godzilla moves.
Oh, is it like Colossal?
No, it's
not.
Does
the kid control Godzilla?
No, I think basically they're like, the kid recognizes that when Godzilla fights, he does this thing with his lips, which I've never noticed as being a thing, mm-mm. But the kid, like, I think he was either, like, acting like Godzilla. Like, he was clearly, like, emulating Godzilla's movements by doing that.
I'm trying to think what came out before this, but I don't remember seeing it in any other Godzilla movie at all.
What?
I don't remember seeing it in any other Godzilla movie at all.
The lip rubbing? No, me either.
Yeah. We've seen him scratch his nose.
I was kind of like, sometimes people do like that, like, when they're, like, doing, like, boxing moves. They kind of do, like, a little, mm-hmm. little, oh, yeah. Do a little face wipe thing as like in when they're doing those motions. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I like that part when Godzilla does like the like Ultraman hand block on the ray, and then it burns his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought Godzilla was tearing out Hedorah's guts, but I guess those were babies. But he starts slamming them on the ground.
The thing
like
that footballs. He keeps throwing. I think because they kind of like they look like the big tadpole fist that. Well, you had said like how Godzilla understands what the plan is, because the whole thing that when he's rolling down the hill with Godzilla and he destroys the power lines that they're going to use for it, and Godzilla's got this thing that's like, oh God, I guess it's up to me again, and so he uses his breath to do it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of like Godzilla has had it up to here with humans in this movie. Oh, there's a great shot. There's a part when Godzilla falls back. And Godzilla is starting to get up, and you can kind of see where like the head of the actor is because it's a little part of his neck sticks out a little more than the rest of his, like as he starts trying to get back up, you can kind of make out the guy,
the face, the like the outline of the face.
Yeah.
There's a thing at the end credits that I didn't understand whatsoever. They show another couple shots of nebulas, I think, and it says, and yet another one?
Yeah.
Is that
Yeah, I don't know. There's also like a shot of that famous painting of the wave.
Yeah. I don't know what any of that meant.
After he defeats Hedorah finally, and he then turns to the people, and they get scared for a second.
Uh-huh.
And then he walks off.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks for nothing. Couldn't even do your electricity thing yourself. Yeah, you know, I think that is this move. Because, like, the kid is trying to get Godzilla's attention, and he goes, and I think they stop the kid. I think the bad day is this movie. Mm. It is a bad day in a lot of movies, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one seemed particularly bad.
Yeah, this is a bad day. I had written, when he's ripping out all the baby Hedoras out of them, I had written that this is like Dreyfus dissecting the shark.
The license plate.
Oh, man. This movie. Oh. This movie is...
It's weird.
All over the place.
Yeah.
This is not my favorite.
No.
Even though, like, because, like, and the same thing is I'd never seen this one. And it's like, I've seen the Hedora, the toys and the things, and I was like, it's an interesting looking thing.
Yeah.
And how does it work? And I even bought a toy with it, but now it's like going, oof.
It's my favorite part of the movie, though. I like all the monster fights. I think they're interesting. I think the way Hedora is built.
But the FM, is there a movie that the monster fights aren't your favorite movie?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, no. Okay.
But I like Hedora as a monster, like as the concept.
I know, I kind of like the cartoon Hedora doing things where you see him like on top of the factory in the cartoon version and stuff like that.
And then sucking the tankers.
I liked when Hedora he starts seeping over the cars, and then you see him in the wide shot just sucking it, going over the cars.
Like pulling in all the cars.
Yeah. I like that too.
But just as like a natural force, like against Godzilla, like it was kind of, I was like, I don't know how Godzilla's going to defeat this thing, because every time Godzilla tries to punch it, his hands go right through him and it doesn't do anything. I didn't know they were going to come up with this weird random orb thing, but
yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like the goofiness of Hedora. I like that his eyes are weird shaped and he blinks sideways.
Speaking of eyes.
And then
I made my research according to an interview with Yoshimitsu Banno by the Japanese magazine Eiga Hiho. His Dora's eyes were modeled after vaginas.
I could see that.
And then later, when he shows up in a later movie, they kind of tilted his eyes a little more, less vertical, to kind of take away that similarity a bit.
And well, for me, like the flying version, he kind of looked like a flounder? Is that where the fish has the two eyes on one side?
Yeah, that's good. I was like kind of like a manta ray.
But I mean, I guess, yeah, vaginas. I mean, I see it. I definitely see it.
Or like he also kind of reminded me of like Lidsville, where like the hats are people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they were pretty expressive. I like that they used, they would light up when he noticed things or would go out when he was like kind of defeated. All that stuff.
Oh, yeah. He looks like the pith helmet in Lidsville.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I was like, I don't remember Lidsville. I don't remember seeing it. Like, I remember seeing the other shows of this stuff, but I was like, where? I was like, but this looked like a hat.
Yeah.
They
should make Hedora hats.
They totally should.
They
should be a Godzilla amusement park in Tokyo.
Yeah.
With Hedora hats as one of the things. There's like cool, like I remember Tokyo Disney had cool hats.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, like the Donald Duck head hat.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like you're wearing his head on top of your head.
Uh-huh.
They had this thing where on the back of it, it's like a little body. So it's like you're wearing his whole body. Like his body. And they do that for the other characters too.
Well, if there was a Godzilla theme park, I'd definitely wear a Hedora hat.
Yeah. All we got is there's that Godzilla, big giant Godzilla slide in some park somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Hedora, the name is for the word Hedoro, which is the Japanese word for mud.
Oh, okay.
Which is, you know, befitting because of all the sludge that comes out of him when he's attacking you.
Yeah, I didn't hate this movie, but it's It's weird. It's really weird.
After, like, I was like, it's, yeah, it's just like, it's like, it's basically, it's like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, what am I watching?
Yeah, that's basically what you got with this movie.
But the whole time I was intrigued because I was like, what the hell am I watching?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, it was kind of Godzilla's Revenge in a way where it's like, what's real? What's, you know, what's fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely like, it was interesting, like seeing like a move to where like the influence of like 60s counterculture and all that kind of stuff kind of like being put into this movie.
Yeah.
And I believe this director only made this movie. He was not, he had no return engagements for the franchise.
Huh. So Toho wasn't pleased with it either.
I don't think it was well received.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people say, like, listen, if you're a Godzilla fan, watch it, but don't expect much.
Well, I was happy. I was happy to tick it off our list.
It's,
I mean, we got to see it.
A signature one. Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
He's a recognizable monster as far as in the kingdom.
Yeah, and I still like him as a monster.
Yeah, I'm interested, and I'm curious what he, you know, because he did more than one movie.
He must be in Final Wars, I'm assuming.
So to kind of see, yeah.
Huh. Well, cool. I'm glad I watched it. It's been a while since I had seen it, but let's talk about next episode. Next episode is going to be It Came From Beneath the Sea.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about because I haven't seen it, and it'll be fun to watch something new.
Yeah.
You sent me some stills, and it looks fun.
It looks, yeah, I caught a glimpse of some of the animations, and I was like, I think I want to watch this one next.
So head over to kaijupod.com, and that gives you, it has all our episodes with links to our Instagram and Twitter. I don't even know how to prepare this next one. So until next time. Oh man, I can't even.
I thought it was gonna be obvious.
I'm gonna. No, I don't know.
I knew there's coming. Like while you start doing all the business part at the end, I go, oh, what's my thing gonna be? Like I was on top of it this time.
Oh, I wasn't.
And I was like, oh no, because you usually go first. I was like, he's gonna take. I'm gonna shoot my fire breath and fly backwards.
That's a good but, one.
And so I had to come up with my backup one. The one I was going to do is I'm just going to walk off into the sunset with my black eye and shake my head at humans.
I'm going to go try and retrieve my balls.
You can't. They're all burnt to ashes.
I just need to add water.
Man, right. Those bones. It's great because the bones are really white too. The bones were like kind of plasticky looking, but it was pretty great, pretty funny to see.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot of scariness in this. That's kind of like just kind of like to mix scary imagery,
and the cartoons,
all those people in fish heads.
Yeah, yeah. You know me and fish.
Ugh. This movie's scary.
If I were to have a nightmare, it would be similar to that dude's vision in the dance club.
Man, or the fact that when they cut the nightclub and you think that she's just a go-go dancer and then she starts singing, she's the lead singer in the band.
She's on the table
and she's
like
she's singing
away
on the bar.
Yeah I don't understand any of it. All right,
animals, God's animals, don't go away, don't go. Flowers, don't go away, don't go. We have cobalt, it's full of mercury, too many fumes in our oxygen. All up to us to make a choice. We know what it's worth to save the earth.